This will let you announce them smoothly and firmly.
Okay, it's in there.
In an atomic color.
You know, it sure is boring here after the war. I envy the dead.
Let's read something.
Okay.
Let's go for a walk outside the space vessel.
No. Don't go out there.
It's so nice. I see pretty little fireflies. I'm going to take off my helmet.
No, it's just the gas you've been inhaling. Don't do it.
Hey, maybe we're going to be okay. What do you want to hear?
Nope.
As scene after scene unfolds, the sense of impending terror feeds upon itself, building to a shattering climax as the outcome of the men's raw and terrifying lifestyle becomes frighteningly apparent.
How are those gas probes coming, Doctor?
Well, you could kill me later with a feather, but I'd have to say they were a rip-rousing success. You can hear it. Well, I don't even think there's going to be any bugs left by the time that stuff gets done rolling through here.
Well, they'll be so cold down there without any air or sunlight.
Yes, it is kind of like a grim joke come to reality. Here is the major religion's prophecy slowly dawn across a new era of
as an Air Force pilot,
social cooperation.
After completing
as everybody dies together peacefully,
trying to be friends,
simultaneously,
and soon you're on
the way. Bring peace to the earth, but let's count our blessings while we can.
Sure, Dr. Hal, whatever you say. Yeah, okay, sure.
Hey, sure, yeah.
Okay, but wait a minute. Something else has happened here. What happened, little thing?
The cheapest particle is the generatron.
Would you like to explain yourself, here, boy?
A generatron?
Do you want to just talk about this a little
you
bit here
and listen to it?
Well, I think that I'll try if you really want me to.
You want to clarify this issue for our listeners, please?
I definitely will. I went down to the Alpha Beta Centauri galaxy. And I went into the store, and right there on that refrigerator cloud.
In the frozen food section.
No. In the frozen fallout section, you dodo.
Say something.
Anyway, I went in there, and they had this big old green box of this stuff called generatron.
Big old box?
Big old box.
Big old dammy fine box.
So anyway, I opened it up, and there's these little things in there. They call them, what do you call them?
Wiztrons.
Wotrons. We call them Wotrons, okay?
Wotrons?
Wotrons.
Yeah, or Hinto or Funto or any of those little deities that do just fine this morning.
I see.
Okay, now listen, you have to be, hold on now to the outside of the satellite as we spin faster and faster and go back to Dr. Hall and his
Could you do me one more favor, please?
Sure can.
Open the door and let me in. My foot's caught in the door.
Okay, here goes.
Oh, you just shot him off into space. Look at him go.
They're spinning around and around, uncontrolled.
Okay, Doctor, can you latch onto one of them with a net?
Well, I'm sending out a probe now.
Okay.
Look,
the Colonel's all upset. Tell him it's just a probe.
Oh, here they come.
Okay.
Don't worry,
calm
this
down,
is only a simulation, Colonel.
And highly stimulating it is.
He's gone now.
Okay, we seem to have eliminated him with the very loud decibels of the little tiny Wotron bomb.
We're now speeding headlong into an inconceivable wall of sanity sap mirror imitations, stimulated cheese-like soybean byproduct, meat, flour, power, drug, water shortages, flimsy will, solar gizmos instead of 30 massive cars, 35 miles an hour.
Organic Mimico bombs.
Mimico bombs!
I believe it couldn't happen, but hell!
General, how will we be able to reach the Mimico bombs?
You are the only one.
I'll disguise me.
We must be able to reach them
you
on
take,
their planet.
Take Uberman and Pop, and you go with them with the disguise.
We will excite them with a heat bomb.
You must get them. Uberman, you are the only one who can stop the monster.
Okay, we will get Hinto. He will help us, I'm sure.
Okay.
We will stop the monster before it gets to Tokyo.
It comes back in liquid boron, special zero-gravity housing.
Sure, buddy. Sure, buddy.
I'm afraid we pulled the switch.
Hello, this is KPFA 94.1 in Berkeley calling. Is anyone alive?
Is there anybody out
Hello.
There listening?
This is Berkeley calling.
We'll stay
is
on the air.
Is anybody alive
as
out
can.
There? We'll stay on the air as long as we can.
As long as they let us, as long as
they... Hey,
Hello.
Signal,
no, nothing. Nobody but Hal on the observation platform.
Okay.
Hello, this is Berkeley calling. Is anybody out there? Anyone at all?
I don't think there's anyone left, Paul.
Golly!
Who are you, Paul?
Well, that means everything that's left is all ours.
Well, that...
Yeah, we can just go out there and take it.
Moment, ladies and gentlemen. The many visiting dignitaries standing at attention.
Yes.
No thanks to them that we're in this sorry fix.
Well, you know, a great number of concerned individuals have been trying to reach you, and I'm sure that...
I'm trying to reach me, I'm sure. Well, they're all dead now, so I'm sure it's...
Yes, hi. It's me, Mr. Cynical.
Secret signals, bud. No. No. Al, that's you.
Listener, go home.
Oh, okay. Well, start up again. Time to leave the observation platform and try flying.
Close your blinded eyes and step off the edge. It won't hurt.
Wouldn't do anything anyway.
Try to aim for the little guy with the gleam.
The pull of gravity here, Doctor.
Cardboard box is still blowing around the town center tonight.
Boomer power, womper a foot. Try a little fooper, womper power, zapper.
Hey, yes, what happened?
I'm really glad that there was a nuclear war because now I can have a Maserati with a Bob Punk tape deck.
Well, that makes things better.
Yeah, but just try to get some gasoline for it.
Yeah.
There it goes. I think that's...
Yeah, well, that's how they sound when they run out of gas.
Is that one of those 9-pound spiders?
No, it's a 9-pound Maserati. It's made out of space aluminum.
Oh, yeah, they're
transparent. They took the real aluminum for the missile.
They used one of those in Crawl, right?
Yeah.
We'll have to find out if this caller has ever heard of it. Hello.
Hello, I'm from the future. And as I was going backwards, I'm Berkeley in the future, so I was going backwards, so I'm from Yellowcraft.
Yeah, sure.
The last of water.
Oh, good. Yes, on your planet, there isn't much water left, is there?
No, we've been watching your planet for years.
Hey, I'll trade you a can of peaches for that drink of water.
A little party on our home planet. Come on, join in the astral party now as the subgeniuses celebrate those of us who've made it through this yet another subgenius.
Something funny.
They're trying to get in. They're trying to force the test.
What do I do? I'm in here.
Hal, get inside the refrigerator.
What?
Get inside the refrigerator.
Forget about the spiders.
Just push the pickles out of the way and climb in. I don't think they're smart enough to be able to get it open. You may have enough air in there for 5 or 6 minutes. There's no time. Don't listen to your parents now. Do what we say. It's your only chance. They're going to come through any second. You can probably see the edges of the hatch starting to melt. It's already getting more and more difficult to reach you. All I can say is this war hasn't been very much fun at all.
And you must remember to keep up with the practice. You cannot tailor your practicing to your own convenience.
Dr. Glass Madness is having a difficult time. Focusing on the later.
Which of the halves?
Yes, you're bringing
squishies, these tiny animals. Well, you have time to develop your voice.
Gee, get too famous for Gary, who's going to break all the instruments before they let somebody use them with Fostex to break down my D5 and get stolen. Somebody's going to step on your...
And cover you.
Hey, listen up, man. You gotta help me with this problem.
It's the kind of place where you build a fire.
Don't you think it would be a good idea for
what?
You to turn the radio on?
As early in the week
if
as you
can. Turn the machine on.
At that point, the show will be so cold as...
Well, this has been the sorriest radio war I've ever been involved with. I wish I had brought my little kitty cat with me.
Right now, Bobby, we're on the air.
This is all delayed.
Development.
It looks like we've gone through the government supplies of prop sticks that were in the hermetically sealed canister. And now the horrible memories are starting to come back. Oh, the horror, the horror.
The horror.
Well, for 15 minutes, it's 5 feet short of time. It's all normal, untrained voice.
The terrible war that...
Well,
just like a record.
Yes. You were dead, and everything you held dear was gone.
The batteries are running out on the Hal system.
A lot louder than ever dreamed possible in a post-nuclear situation to have this volume attainable still within the confines of the bunker and the observation here on the show a minute after. As we relive the last microseconds of planet Earth before the little people took over and repossessed the directory there to replace anyway. It only took a few thousand years to develop the tools necessary.
Good morning, it's 12 minutes after 2 o'clock, and you're listening to Berkeley. New Stone Age.
Yes, here we are in the new Stone Age.
Yes, I think we should talk more about the new Stone Age and not be distracted by these tiny calls.
We have. Yes, in the new Age, everybody's going to feel a little bit hinky.
Hinky.
And you shouldn't worry about that hinkiness. It adds to the deference that one shows to the planet.
So what if your hair falls out in great clumps or perhaps your nose falls off onto your feet?
Oh, we're going to the hinky hink.
Oh, a beautiful
mess in the new age blues.
Yes, we're going to the hinky hink.
And a hinky.
Well, it may be pink, but if you think...
Who are these people? Are these
companions?
Is this live or is this a tape recorded message? Are we certain that we are still speaking with a living being?
This is Space Station Agruga 1, also known as Space Station 1, the Rapala of the
Good morning, Agruga 1. We're tuning in for the first time to your famous area.
Able to survive as long as the oxygen.
Yes. Well, we expect that you'll be able to last longer than you ever expected, and you'll find that shopping tomorrow morning is going to be very difficult.
The large hole that we are now passing through is called the Foraminac Hole. And this is the entryway into the marvelous land of the power of
Dr. Pepper, Dr. Pepper, please report to the diabetes ward at once.
Dr. Tapper, will Dr. Tapper please turn himself in?
Yes, and good morning.
There's some welcome about the once source again of the tapping into the spaceship. We think there may be someone. There may be someone in the luggage rack that's been locked inside the container. You see here the lovely. This is the film that was supposed to be run right as the bomb was happening. This is a very pleasing film and calming. You can see here
that. Yes, they call this one the sex bomb, and it itself was responsible for much of the dismay we've seen this evening.
Yes, it's more attractive and more wholesome than most civilized people. The supple curves, that's right. And as we dip deep into the sepulcher,
we find that it yet contains another folder.
It's my wife. She's got a trip underneath the house.
That's right.
Flying high over Oakland now.
Discovering there is a small bottom of the container. And
that ship drops its load.
What's this? It's better than
deadly bacteria over the Bay Area.
And now you see the Subdivision Kitchen as they cook the morning meal.
We're going to mix up our pre-Holocaust breakfast.
Because all the bacteria are dead, too.
It's all right, but it's a lot easier to cook things.
You're up. The cafeteria.
No, you just set it out and it cooks itself.
That's right.
Dr. Oliver Ludwig!
Whoever thought instead of the...
You know, I never thought atomic war would be so much fun, guys.
Well, we heard about nuclear winter. Nobody heard about nuclear toaster.
Yeah,
we have
well,
an atomic toaster
got your
oven.
Nuclear winter sports, yeah. And I'm going out for the downhill skiing.
Yes, here, the downhill fallout skiing. You can see the contestants for the Olympics.
Yes, on their flaming skis.
Whoosh, whoosh, there they go.
They race to the shelter.
Rolling
at their face on the bottom of the run.
Of course, each contestant only can survive one run, but it is a fabulous show of final surge of energy as human kind.
Losing their hair in the wind as they fly down gun barrel.
And still optimistic in the face of eternal darkness.
And now there's really a reason.
Meaningless existence.
Now split up into little halves, the doctors find themselves deserted on the beach of Stereo. And left in.
Scootnam or Little Rock.
Well, doctor, you were in Bandada during that
during the so-called
emotional time,
and we want to find out whether that jet really did go down where they said it was.
Now hold on, doctor. Okay, go ahead. They're at the station.
Yes, everybody was hollering and
That's amazing. And when did you think the bomb first went off down there? In Marinada?
I think it was Bandada.
Oh, Bandada. Well, it's so hard to keep these tiny Caribbean island democracies
apart.
There's
so many. They keep splitting geometrically.
Well, in 1968, the impossible mission for to send down the
That's right. You'll find many of these hopeless political situations have become finally resolved now in the glow and glowing aftermath of our friend the Atom. Yes, many age-old conflicts and social misunderstandings have been settled once and for all. One final mega blast of
disgusting effervescence. Brutality.
The controversial airstrike was caused considerably by the enormous space
Yes, how many football fields could fit inside that crater?
Well, assuming that anyone can spray football on hot property, there could be a few different.
Well, the president said he's had quite a bit of support now for blowing your tiny little island nation to atoms in a vain attempt to preserve the tourist industry. Well, I'm sure it's a democratic one.
How can you be sure of that? Now, can we check the
well, you can see the survivors lining up the voting bags there, zippered shut, as they're being sent home to their proper burial here in the voters' cemetery in our national capital, Little Rock. Here in the haunted United States of Dysnerica. Well, let's see if we can grab that flashing light and shake it and make a voice come out.
We're about to fire off the engines. Well, Doctor, we'll have to find out about those messages the body is sending right now.
Hello. KPFA, you're still alive.
This is Napa calling.
Napa survived.
Napa.
My God. You must have been down in a salt mine or something.
No way. It's strange. You know, I assassinated rhythm a lot and stopped listening for months. I have to go to school in the morning. Wake up.
No, you don't. It's all been destroyed.
And eat the same oatmeal that I ate yesterday.
No, it's all done. That's your past life now.
Where did Gabofram
go? Don't come out. Gabofram, we had to eject from the show in order to save enough fuel to get back to the station.
Wait. But you see, what happened was, I listened to it. And then you were
on. We're on, that's right.
And that guy I talked to on the phone today.
You're alive.
Told me that he was working for God.
No, nobody works for Dobbs. They all slave for Dobbs.
No. This is what he told me. He said something weird happened. And it did.
Yeah, nuclear war. Everybody died. It's terrible. Pardon? It was weird, too.
I can hear my little brother snoring. Maybe my house is the only house.
Could be. Don't look out the
window. Wait, Jason Robards is out there.
Okay. Now listen,
Napa. Back on, because everything happened.
Yeah, this is the minute after, and you have to be real quiet, because you're going to be dead in 60 seconds.
Is
here.
Is who there?
Yes, Puzzling Evidence.
Yes, your old friend, Puzzling Evidence.
I thought, at first, I always thought it was like a...
Just a tape.
Like a foundation or like a bunch of people.
Well, it's only one of Puzzling Evidence. There's many Puzzling Evidences.
Evidenci, as they call it.
Yes. Oh, okay. And it is just he's one of the
letters?
Many agents of Puzzling Evidence.
Your letters?
Did my letter come yet?
Letters, tapes, and...
Yeah, it all comes and it all gets thrown away.
That's not true. He's telling them.
Oh, it isn't. Just, no, we frame everything and hang it on the wall.
He's just being hard on
us. Oh, boy.
Don't be mean to the callers now, Brady.
Okay, well, callers, you're going to die soon anyway.
Can you tell me who's on the show right now?
Yeah, there's a bunch of survivors here.
Who are all the people on the show?
Well, we don't know. We never met each other before this evening. We heard the sirens go off, and we jumped down this little hole.
A lot of our faces have been obscured by the blast, so I wouldn't even recognize myself in the mirror.
Yeah, and half of us are blind because we looked at it when it went off.
Is that the radiation dust falling on?
Yeah, that was probably that's probably the plaster from your ceiling in your bedroom there.
Well, my Sony TV and Betamax.
That is the Puzzling Evidence you were speaking about. See that which falls into your lap.
Yes.
My fish is still alive.
Oh, that's a good thing.
My cat still licks my sweatshirt. Nuclear war was fun.
See, that's the attitude
that's
you should have. There you go.
Go
that's
on.
What we've been trying to tell you people.
I paid for the darn bomb. Well, actually,
you might
I
as well
my,
enjoy it.
My parents' taxes paid for the bombs. I might as well have fun.
I make too much money to spend hours every week in front of a class of students just
well,
to pick up a few dollars.
Well, you won't need any of those bombs soon, and you won't need this station. This station. And, of course, you don't have to get up and go to a school, which isn't even there anymore.
Yeah, we paid for them bombs. Why couldn't we get the thrill of pushing the buttons?
That's right. If I paid for that school, I'd blow it up.
Well, what if I go anyway and I can pretend? Because, you know, after something's happened, all you have left is a memory, so you can just pretend and convince yourself.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about the memories, none.
But then I won't have the Kodak. I won't have the Polaroid.
It was just a bad dream that,
the past memories of my life that I no longer live. That would be awful.
And let's have an awful little
your
boy,
memories.
You didn't expect me to be listening to
your memories
just
are fading.
By chance, I heard you guys came.
Oh, your memories are fading. Even as you speak, your memories are fading. Oh, your thoughts are gone.
There are people floating about unregulated, you know.
They're not your own.
Everybody's floating around.
Oh, your memories
in the morning
are fading.
After
where
the ball.
Where do I come from?
You come from the show.
Where's my nuclear bomb? What am I doing here?
You come from the show.
The nuclear bomb.
What
going to raise your
bomb.
Memory.
Here I am.
Was this my
memory? Your little tiny bomb. Have your memory.
Was it real at all?
Well, let's hit another little blinky light there.
And now
many,
that you
many
blinky readjusted
in the morning.
Okay.
To no memory.
You have to hang up on the guy from Napa to get me on here.
Well,
yes.
Was not a
but he can come back at any point.
What are you thinking about?
I'll call back and prove he's really from Napa because I live in Sonoma, just around the block, so to speak. And I know that everybody in Napa is too dumb to listen to KPFA.
We know that everybody in Napa and Sonoma is dead, so it's really a moot point.
That's what happened. You killed the caller for us.
Yes, I'm afraid all of Northern California has fallen into the ocean here in a disastrous display of overdone political
theatrics.
Maneuvering.
But it's true, Sonoma.
Yes, everybody's invaded Berlin, and it's all over.
On the other hand,
it's true,
Cuba,
Sonoma.
Cuba's in court.
You killed the caller.
Yeah.
He's
no
not
more.
There no more. But here we are,
oh,
once again, for another half
here
hour.
Here in the minute
we'll
after
go away.
This half hour.
The minute after the half hour that it happened.
Oh, my gosh.
Show that's longer than its name.
And louder.
Ah, this war's going on a lot longer than I thought it would.
I think the war is...
Well, we can carry the war over here to the other side of the studio.
You know what?
It won't bother as many people.
We've been fighting this war for 2 hours, and I haven't seen one soldier yet.
They're the ones in the hula skirts.
Successful
with
those
funny hats.
Not so much. Army
Air Force. They
certainly look stupid.
We've developed over years and years of experience in successful broadcasting.
Soldiers. Well, soldiers are stupid. Look at them.
Here they come.
We brought you Hiroshima.
Actually, I was holding my nose in my mouth.
You are paramedics and one.
Well, it's a pathetic sight, no matter what you think about it.
To see a grown man holding himself that way. It's putrid. I just hate to see a pink boy holding himself that way.
This is the sad thing about nuclear war. It results in sad sights like this here.
They've gone to ground zero like they were supposed to. They wouldn't have any of those painful maladies.
It's
kind of like
a
malady.
Yeah, when you were dialing the phone.
I found a whole new reality to how you blow your nose.
Well, you blow your nose on the radio?
Yeah, I did.
Well, you better not do that. You'd be clogging up the screen in your speaker cabinet. You'd be reeking a hell of a mess on the vibration pattern of that little cone in there.
Imagine launching a probe.
Well, haven't you wondered, even for a second, while you're still alive?
Can I hear the banana split song? I heard it about an hour ago.
Can you imagine thrusting a nuclear weapon into your phone?
Oh, wow.
Some people do anything this time of night.
I know.
ukulele.
La 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 la.
Meltdown. Meltdown. Please remove all humans from container area 6.
Remove humans from container 6.
It's too late for
any jokes.
Too late for jokes. Too late for jokes. Take jokes back to container area.
This has been an excellent show.
Well, I haven't figured that out.
I'm advised to tune to KPFA.
Well, I'll be thinking about it.
94.1.
You'll be thinking about it, too.
Google read a plot of blue.
Another fatality here on the line. It looks like the show
ran over another caller.
Yeah, I'm afraid it's done it before.
Oh, God, it's stuck to the radiator.
To be really...
Doug, pull over. We got to scrape the caller off the front of the show.
Boy, that alarm is really harrowing. If we have another caller... If we get another caller on the front of this show smeared like that last one, we're going to be...
Why don't you just run the show so fast?
Hey, I don't know how much...
And that listener, in donating his life, he slowed us down, and we're here a little longer.
One of the people off the show, and I want to save fuel.
Don't you think it would be a good idea for you to turn the radio on?
It's just stupid to keep wasting fuel running over listeners like this.
Well, I agree.
Hello, the hospital emergency.
Listeners like it. They enjoy it so much.
Hello,
it just isn't right to ignore their request to be run over.
Hello.
There is no caller. There never has been a caller.
We're listening to tapes. All the callers are gone.
Just a tape.
Yes. This joke has been real.
Hello, Radio Abuse Hotline. What the hell do you want? Hello. Hello, do I have a caller on line 2? Radio Abuse Hotline. What the hell do you want now? Hello.
I'll slow down there.
Hello. Hello, Radio Abuse Hotline. Cancel Jimbo program. Read to sex read time. X43-9996-2.
It doesn't matter. It wasn't that funny anyway, caller. No, it was just another stupid quote. It could have been on tape. We do that. Ed did it.
Sound he's heard
the caller trying to be of his own show.
I did too. He's electrical.
Please, I'm trying not to think about it.
Up here.
I'm trying not to think about it. Don't.
Okay, here we go.
Hold your hand up.
Yeah, hard to do.
I can see you from inside this container.
Okay, here come the slack squads.
Okay, we need another set of suits in here. There turns out to be some people that were underneath the lead table when that last
blast. Unfortunate positioning.
Well, but they did survive, and they're willing to give us their wristwatches and most of their...
Imagine listening to this show and surviving.
Internal
that's what
organs.
I mean. Unfortunate. Yes, it was.
We
but
do
the
have some
still
some
here.
Organ
yes,
donors.
15 minutes to go.
We're looking
for it's all over. So
we're still looking for a gallbladder for that tiny rubber heart seal that beached itself in front of the station earlier.
Yes,
and,
it was sandy.
Covered with radiation burns.
And it turned out that
the only survivor of what was once a proud and crowded ocean.
The problems with Lin Lin the panda bear was
yes,
just
that little rubber sea snail that is crying for your help.
You can bet that.
If you got any spare raincoats or bicycle tires to donate to our rubber sea snail here. In our Save the Marine Life
we certainly
contest.
Don't want it to go the way of the famous snail darter. Snail darter, there was a stat. You can't do that. We'll be killed.
Pale starter.
Well, there's a lot of right-wing anti-environmentalists now out
yes,
there. And they
you can
are
see them jumping up and down, pounding at the door of the studio.
They're gnawing at the bit.
Why they weren't included in our nuclear war.
There are.
It's just a problem of space on the airplanes. And there's
yes,
this problem of getting all the light to light the studio
like this
properly when you don't have the power to anymore, really.
Yeah, you can bet that we got this much power, somebody else is losing out.
That's right, because we don't have the power base we used to have. The pre-show power base, of course. The show that keeps on going, yet with nothing to go upon. How do you like that, Doctor? Now we're just back on the airplane with you, then.
Okay.
Here we go. We're traveling to Hawaii.
Yeah. Now we can see below the plane the seas have calmed down. Hey, get that guy out of here.
There
he goes. Kid. There he goes. There he goes. God, he went. He jumped out of the plane.
No, this is Houston. Are you allowed to clear?
No. Are you having trouble yet? If this show seems to be constantly broiling, meandering unfairly, puckering in on itself, and throwing you into confusion, it's just that your mind hasn't yet grasped that all points are identical with the entire whole, and that therefore you are the show, and your radio, and the telephone. Is the curved, elongated, donut-shaped reality whole model to which you are spiritually traveling, according to your moving point of reference, that is. A hint. Erase that point of reference, and you erase all barriers. Good luck. You are the show that keeps firing itself into the head, that keeps seeing itself. The information of the universe continually vomits itself up at points, seeking good vessels through which to enjoy or fear the sensing of itself. Be a vessel and win at cards.
Record right over my show.
Magnetically replace me.
If you qualify, record right over my show. An opportunity for
edited out and right now. Till you get the sun and daylight. I'm just a human sound fetch on the other side of this mic.
On the other side of this
boring, the button's on the other right side of your thumb. So edit my lines for the good ones and cut out the lines that are dumb. So edit my lines for the good ones.
Arrange it all around.
Cut out the ones.
I pay for this show and I want 3 airtime for the Gene Scott finger.
Look, if you think there's nothing wrong with the world, don't listen to this radio show. If you're offended by your own sick rage when listening to things alien to your repressive behavior code, go ahead and turn on the radio, but still don't listen.
Good morning, Johnny Cohen.
Yes, well, it would have been nice to hear your message, but
yes.
At this hour we're asking all messages.
Just my
10 minutes left to rotate your message toward the war and off the planet.
We still have some of those PrimeView 0G lots available.
Yes, what happened to our background war taping?
You are your future. So aim high with us. To find out more, all you have to do is speak with your nearest Air Force recruiter.
That's more like it. We're all in the Air Force now. We're all heading toward Grenada.
Los Angeles Approach Control. This is...
No, Sassman. No, wait. We're over Los Angeles. Don't drop the bomb now. It's too late. Holy cow, that's L.A. Stadium down there.
5-2 at 5,000. Special ground control approach to the Los Angeles Airport.
Oh, this is awful. What are we going to tell the newspapers?
Want to go Los Angeles Approach
They're congratulating us!
They're congratulating us.
Look at that beautiful bomb pattern. Yes, half the Olympics taken out in one final sweep of subgenius terrorists.
I'd say that was one of the most beautiful patterns I've seen in the performance so far. I think that'll get a 9 for most of the judges, don't you, down there on the floor. That was a flawless performance on that last explosion. The Olympic nuclear explosion competition has been a fierce and competitive one with some unexpected
yes, the only Olympics is
smaller countries. But this
I'm glad I got my tickets there. You know what? I've even bought a spare ticket for my Cabbage Patch doll.
Well, I hope you left that Cabbage Patch doll at the door.
Stinky doll has no place in the future.
Because you know they said some of them have a mind of their own.
Yeah, and they certainly have a patch of their own. Well, I don't like the looks of this Olympic event at all. It's kind of rolling towards us at an uncannily fast speed.
Well, there's something to be said about those nuclear Olympics. They are a little uncontrollable. Have lost a lot of the spectators at a few of these performances in the past as the trials.
Yes, it seems like everybody's participating this year, whether they want to or not.
Yeah, well, some of the smaller countries have been some of our greatest competitors.
Dragged kicking and screaming into the arena of doom.
They may not, for the rest of them. They may not have a way to deliver the bomb, but they'll bring it into the pickup truck if they have to bring it here to this Olympic contest.
What a sight.
Now here we can see the Armenian contestants.
And there goes Istanbul. Oh, what a sight.
with their new baking soda and water rocket, I believe that was they developed.
Yes, it was.
And now, are we getting a close-up on the Chinese soybean? There it is, the Chinese fermented soybean.
Yes,
that was beautiful. Beautiful.
Look at that ice melt.
Fantastic. I'm really impressed, and I'm pleased to see that people are getting back to the earth and using these natural ingredients for their solid and liquid propellants for these weapon systems. And of course, the American Idaho corn potato slurry mixture has been one of his favorites here.
In sheer numbers, it's worth the U.S. competition.
More fun, more fun for pounds.
Bush by the bush, they like to say.
We know that teams have been rehearsing and working up to this for the entire year now with the bogus bombs. And now that they've got the real ones in their hands, they really know how to handle them.
You can see the French here flying in.
Boom, swap. Yeah, they're moving the doors back from their container area. Oh, look at it coming up. That's a handsome in the French colors.
Look at those dials spin as they race towards
that's,
detonation.
That's one of the old master systems. That's a duplicate.
And what's this tiny little bomb here? It says Church of the Subgenius on it.
This is one of the new contestants. This is not really a country, but somehow they've qualified to bring their
own bomb, it looks like.
Apparently,
Dr. Evidence, what do you know about this new contestant here?
It had to be rolled in a large shopping
cart.
Yes,
look at that. It seems
was
like
it
it's
gold?
Mostly a bunch of kids. This isn't a nation at all.
Kids with very large heads, though.
Yes. Well, and they're all wearing glasses, too.
No, it's a show.
Hinto.
Hinto with the Votrons.
Oh, yes.
That
my favorite band, Hinto.
It may have been the sonic bomb that ended that.
The initial arrest of the enemy.
Everything's calming down. And our show for this evening.
Entirely possible.
Now we're getting
starting the show up.
The show is driving off, and we wish it well on its trip through the ether. Millions and millions of miles. Yes,
I think it's a good
darkness
idea.
Of outer
get out of here.
Space.
We can see the cloud moving our way, and I think if we
yes, a cloud of electrons agitated in a peculiar fashion, sweeping through space at the speed of
light,
which is faster, by the way, than 186,000 miles per second. That's a rounded somewhat higher. Yes, that's right. You can go faster than that. Or maybe you can. The metaphorical, a physical, you can.
But we can.
So you can put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Oh, you've already done that.
And see, this is what you got. It's 3:45 in the morning, and nobody knows why you're here.
Because it's your 15-minute plane today.
Bob.
At camp, knows too much. Bob often had to get the little malfeasers among the camperinos back in line. And he did this in a way that'll be with those kids until they're old and doddering and falling into the grave. And that is, he used not only the scientific and clinically proven
like any other
procedure
prophet, Bob
of movogenics
of the world.
And
only
cybertronics,
his predictions are just a little
but also
July 5th,
slackadelic effort.
That was a long time ago.
Yes, I know. Well, now those kids have grown up, and have they renounced the slackadelic
way
of life?
We're watching now. Here they are in drugs as they rush around the planet.
They never stop. They have incredible energy. This, if anything, is proof of Dobbs' genius and wisdom. These kids have not only not turned into monsters, they've turned out great. Just the kind that make a mom and pop feel proud. Shining-faced little youngsters. And their beaming parents sit in the stands. And frankly, folks, I think this could only happen in a great country like ours.
Because what other show will tell you about the end of the world?
I don't know. It's some Christian one out in the Bible belting belts.
I got an infection and it spread to my ear. It swelled up to the size of a human head. And then a mouth opened on it. And this is what it said. It said to keep all the pink boys, quit your job.
mock the world and worship Bob Dawes.
Yes, that Danny Archon of the Church of Bug Venus. Hey, they're eating chunks of pizza out there. I guess they have their provision.
Yeah.
Well, have you seen anything of Brody in recent days?
I saw him this evening.
How is life treating him?
Pretty well. He's now teaching. He's quitting the academy and moving into the world of academia, which means more money, less work.
Quitting the academy, that's too bad.
Well, yeah, the politics of such a place are complicated.
I'd love to hear those stories.
And the new academy, I don't think it's as much fun as the old one. So.
I haven't been there. Like,
well, nobody's been there, except those of us that are clear for the secret.
What about the G.H. Lawrence Hall of Science? I think they have a sexy dinosaur exhibit up.
Yeah, the sexual dinosaur exhibit. Have you seen the Emperor Norton show by then?
Yes, I have, a couple of times. I'm going back to watch it some more. Probably Saturday.
Maybe I'll join you. Time to get back in the swing of things in the beautiful Bay Area composure.
How about the Ron Turner show?
That's this evening, right?
Yes, I believe so.
Maybe. I probably should, yeah. Like a baby. It's a busy Bay Area kind of thing.
I have the earphones on, but what was that?
Yeah, this is the show, folks. This is the Puzzling Evidence show. It's 11 minutes in the morning. And we're, of course, wondering why you're all sleepy.
I heard you.
It's hard to know, but we try. We try with efficacy to move the little show forward. Roll it up the hill.
This is the manner of the daughters of Albion and their beauty. Everyone is threefold in the head, in the heart, and reins. And everyone has three gates into the three heavens of Beulah, which shine translucent in their foreheads, in their bosoms, in their veins, surrounded by fires unapproachable.
Oh, you're talking about X-Day?
I'm afraid
it's almost time
mind,
for X-Day.
Oh, no, not yet. Still a few months are between us and that fiery doom of X-Day. When the earth shall sizzle and fry, and the sea shall give up its dead, then in truth there shall be what the prophet has called wailing and gnashing of mandible, and 1/3 of the ocean shall be sorghum, and most of the land
stopped and swatted up. Well, that would be fun to swim in anyway, just before you die, like hanging on big lumps of cream of wheat.
But then the decay creates a massive carbon dioxide influx into the atmosphere, and all life must die. Oh, where is fire?
Yes, yes. But, you know,
the doomsday machine. Those fools. Those blind, meddling fools.
I'm always saying that. Every single subgenius says, send all your money to me. And instead, we always say, maybe it's the end of the world.
A machine that's which will abolish all life on Earth. It's just UFOs, outer space. J.R. Dobbs is not afraid. Oh, really? He is the eye of a hurricane. Watch your money burn. Pink slather own needs. Yet he's every own needs.
Speed this video because it shows the end of the world over and over and over again. Every bad movie from 1996. Mm. Yes.
Wishful thinking.
It's all made out of movies and copyright.
Self-aggrandizing,
even though they're about to blow up, the lawyers will come after you using the copyright material.
A case of mental autoeroticism, a cerebral circle jerking, preaching to the converted, to the choir.
Well, what is it?
It's the end of the world.
What's that?
I want to win something.
You want to win something. Just how do you
Everybody
win?
Everybody always talks about surviving Armageddon because that's what those stories are about, the people who survive. It's
winning.
Not about the billions
winning.
Who die. And believe me, you'll be one of those.
I am.
But, you know, you can name your own prize.
Well, my prize is that I would listen to some beautiful tunes that you do play.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I really
yes,
enjoy
Yes, we play it. Did you ever hear Pete go tweet, tweet, tweet on his picture?
That's what we do. We play the beautiful tunes here on the show. Because if you actually
I'm
listen
sorry,
to the
I was
show,
just
you don't hear people talking. You just hear beautiful tunes.
No one ever plays anything, but it's beautiful anyway.
Oh.
Somebody
but what are you
me,
doing up at this hour?
Told me I had to.
Well, I happen to be a beautiful musician.
Ah.
A beautiful musician.
Yes.
You play. Does that mean you're beautiful and you play music, or that you play beautiful music?
I'm beautiful and I sing music.
Ah. Like a high-born maiden in a palace tower, soothing her love-laden soul in secret hours.
Oh,
now, what's
music,
this, what is this music
love,
that you sing like?
Oh,
how would you give a visual impression for our listeners right now?
The beautiful impression is in black and white. But you never know if it's black and white or not.
The glory of monochrome.
Ah, yes. A little film noir.
Yes. That means classic jazz.
Shadows, illusion, mystery.
Oh, yes.
Certainly takes you back, doesn't it? To
the pavilions
of X-Day, the brightly colored parade field, the feeling of being present in your best uniform,
yes,
waiting for the saucers to descend, that little band of jolly brothers with Ivan Stank.
All I can think about is Helena Handbasket in her latex cat suit.
Oh, yes, many agreeable
So are they, now that they're broken up, are they still coming to X-Day?
They didn't last year.
See, that's what happens, folks. People discover the church they need, and then they break up, and then they go their separate ways.
Well, you go to war with the church you have.
Well, yeah, I went to
war. Yeah, not the church you want.
With my church.
That's highly illogical.
Behind me. Me and my church marched forward
the
into
church,
battle
you,
against all the other belief systems
this place,
where we did battle on
the
philosophical battlefield
of the human race.
Did you say
so
turn it down?
So you did.
Hi, yeah, she said
illogical.
It's a terrible show.
She
her
said
brain.
Turn it down.
That's highly
Hello,
logical.
I'm Ralph Fields.
Tell us to turn it down.
Today we're going to talk about aggravating your parents
everything.
And
she's
turning down
of,
that rock and roll
jarring.
How can you study with that crap blaring in your headphones? Now I want you to keep it down to a dull roar around
he's
here.
Never been
I don't want to hear one beep out of your kids.
He's not like
don't make
men.
Me come up there.
Now really,
darling,
I find this illogical.
Darling.
Go ahead, make my day.
Take the case off your auto.
At any moment.
Rhode Island was next to yours. Are you
it's
talking to me?
Ladies and gentlemen.
You talking to
moment,
me?
We're about to see an astonishing change take place. A curious metamorphosis.
What instrument do you play when you're feeling beautiful?
Yeah, who can hear anything behind Leonard Nimoy?
Everything is beautiful.
Every time I sing my song, you know.
Push button windows.
Love means never having to say you're sorry.
I thought it was you're ugly.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all
well,
right.
Well, you're not in love, but when
Don't
you are
worry.
In love, you won't have
to
say that.
Everything's going
to be all we're falling back to old aphorisms.
He works all his life.
Well, that's the stuff that dreams are made of.
It's also one of the first movies that Tommy Lee Jones was in.
Banks every dime.
The Maltese Falcon?
No, the one Love Means, the one that
love
uses
story.
That slogan.
Love
Story.
Love Story. On the Love
Tommy Lee Jones was in Love Story.
Not only that, but the man who wrote Love Story,
Eric Maria
put out some disinformation once saying that it was really about Tommy Lee Jones and his roommate in college, Al Gore. Just for fun.
Oh,
that's one of those internet rumors that's persisted to this day. People think it really is about that.
That Eric Siegel or whatever his name was.
Eric Siegel is a guy who does classics. He studies classics and he writes little schlocky books on the side. And that one paid off really well.
And he let that. He's the source of that rumor?
Yep.
Oh, man, that's hilarious. I remember hearing about that Tommy Lee Jones and Al Gore were roommates. And
now you
roommates.
Must believe
and Al Gore said Love Story was really about him.
Yep.
I'm a sailor living
So it wasn't really about him, huh?
No.
It was about Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah, but the good movie is Tommy Lee Jones in The Eyes of Laura Mars, Bell Bottoms with Long Hair. As a police detective, it really kills people.
Man, I had to see that one again. Yeah, isn't that Faye Dunaway
like
80, or something?
Yeah, late 80s, maybe. Yeah.
So hush.
And he wrote, Jones wrote the end. The end scene.
He actually wrote the scene?
Yeah, because they had no good end scene. You notice the callers have their own show going here.
Yeah.
Everybody poop.
Well, they're in the caller pool.
Everybody.
And they take their headphones off.
Beautiful.
Hey, E.T., phone home.
I am a robot.
You are a robot. There's no time.
Robot.
You know, they call me Mr. Tibbs. I demand some respect around here.
Nobody was dissing you, as they say. Let's just take a stress pill and settle down and talk this over with some.
So have you seen Emperor Norton?
Not yet, but I am going to see it. I spoke with the director. I'm such a famous person. The director came up to me personally and invited me to the show because he knew it would actually make his show greater if I was in attendance.
Have you seen Peter Cottontail hopping down the bunny trail?
Monstrous.
Yes, I have seen him. He was sort of hippity hopping.
The King Kong movie.
It already opened,
yeah.
I lack the basic funds to go to the cinema.
Let's start a raise funds for Hal's.
I'll make it one of these days.
Of the Jack Black
steal out of town
King Kong
like a thief in the
opening
night.
Day after.
Then I'll make it back to the island.
About that one.
Skull Island.
I always have a bad feeling about monkey movies.
It's not a monkey. It's an ape.
They have to be pretty high standard. Actually, there's never been a good monkey movie that was high standard.
Oh, but think of all the wonderful gorilla suit movies that there have been over the years, like Gorilla at Large.
I mean, they're fun
with
to
Raymond
shoot,
Burr. And,
and what about my favorite one, Mighty Joe Young?
Yeah, that's a dandy. Son of Kong, huh? Or
yeah,
Konga.
Or Konga. Don't forget Konga.
Strangely White enough, Pongo, the bad AMC channels, the commercial cut ones, were playing the 80s. The 80s? King Kong?
Mommy, no.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going
and
to take it
wonderful,
anymore.
There's a Burger King commercial where the giant Burger King comes to the lady's window.
Oh, I like that Burger King commercial where, like, the guy wakes up in the morning and he's hungry and he looks over and the Burger King is in bed with him.
It's like if there was a guy with a plastic head on.
And he's in bed with you and you're sharing a breakfast burger. It's like, man, something kind of sick.
What happened last night?
Yeah, what happened?
No. I heard that movie was a flop, though.
What's that?
That King Kong movie.
I've heard many bad things already about it. Yeah, it's...
Like, you can see the zipper on the King Kong movie.
I think it's one of those things where...
you can see the tennis shoes on the King Kong feet. That's what really...
I know. I've seen a zipper right
It's somebody's love affair, you know? And when you get too involved in your own project to the point where you can't see the problems, then...
Because
originally Mr. Jackson wanted to put King Kong out before Lord of the Rings.
Ah, a census taker once tried to test me.
He's been trying to
I ate his
it
liver and
time.
Had some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
You get too close to the forest and you can't
Well,
count
you know,
the
I heard that gives you calories now, the fava beans with the liver beans and everything.
Filo beans, yeah.
Fava beans.
You got to have brain stew with butt
Has beans.
You have to wash it down with a nice Chianti.
But what about a nice
Don Quixote?
Nice thing
no,
of ghetto beer.
Work with that.
The four keys. Faulty? Faulty for
Did
you.
Did I introduce myself? Bond. James Bond.
Bottled in Bond. Glad to meet you, delightful fellow.
Everyone
and what?
Yeah, well, anyway, this is the show. Oh, yeah.
Star.
Yeah, it's the show.
KPFA 94.1, 89.3, KPFE Berkeley, 81.1, 88.1, KFCF, Fresno.
Letters and numbers that mean things.
90.1, KZFR, Chico.
Attached meaning
and, of course, KPFA.com, www.
Don't forget, it's just humans.
.org. What am I saying? We're not
.org. .org. Well, they don't make money here. If they make money, it's only by accident.
France,
it's not by intent.
In China. Well, not in China.
Adolf Hitler.
Turn us off in China.
Love King Kong.
Yeah, he
King
would.
Kong
now there's something you want to do after you spend the $15 for a ticket for King Kong. You want to think about Hitler and King Kong on the moon, and Hitler has 9 Lugers, and King Kong has a Burger
dude,
a Burger King,
King
in his pocket.
King Kong is Hitler, dude.
If he has a Burger King, the one with the plastic face, and it's in his pocket of his ape suit, and he's still wearing his tennis shoes, then you know that Jesus could win simply by performing a miracle.
You can't fool me. I know Peter Jackson's a better filmmaker than to pan down to show those little tennis shoes.
And he hasn't performed any miracles yet.
And I'll go see it anyway, because there's no place like home. It's got dinosaurs in it, and it's got old Springfield rifles.
It's got one dinosaur.
Oh, really? Just Oh, that's fine. That's good. That's a good thing.
And giant
dinosaur.
And you could cut all the dinosaurs in with the other movie dinosaurs and have endless. Well, of course, you could go to those Dr. Hal shows that don't.
The amount of footage of dinosaurs has been substantially increased by this movie, but unfortunately, they're all new, super evolved dinosaurs evolved into the present day.
Are you talking about King Kong or
Jurassic
Park 3?
King Kong.
Yeah, but why?
I like the Spinosaurus in Jurassic Park 3.
Me too. That's an actual dinosaur.
But why?
Yeah. Unlike what you
That's an actually good dinosaur movie,
show
too.
Jurassic
Park
3,
that
quite
I liked it.
Maybe even the best
of
the bunch.
This is not a food show, although I do food shows on occasion.
The more dinosaur footage also,
the collagen factors have 10 main factors.
But what are you
today
doing up
today? I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
You and Lou Gehrig.
Anytime you want, you can look at the joints, the tendons.
Now, we've had bad attendance lately.
The muscles are good, too.
I like clams.
Made it, Ma. Top of the world.
That was Cody Jarrett. Or was it Cody Jarrett?
Could be.
Summertime and the living is easy.
Yes, in the dead of winter. Remember
and the garden is high.
Yeah, you remember how high that cotton was when it's
your
the snow is as deep as it is out there right now.
If the cotton was high, the mile was for sure.
Show me the money.
This is it right here.
Yeah, it's a big stack of bills, though. Right there, they are.
Lock on this.
But this is counterfeit money.
Shh. Yeah, right.
I mean, Confederate. It's Confederate counterfeit money on top of that.
You can still take it to Ting Ha.
Not only is it worth nothing, it's worth less than nothing. They give you money to take this money
away. When you die, you can take that and even the worst fake money in the world.
No, I haven't. Now, what's happening? Are they on a resurge or something?
Because all you need is any kind of money. It can be Xerox small bills.
You can't handle the truth.
But you got to be careful with Xerox machines, by the way, folks, because Xerox machines, all kinds of copiers, have a yellow ink code in them. They'll tell you what machine, what time, and where the source of that copy came from.
Is that right?
Yep, that's been going on for some years now, over a decade.
Huh. They actually can, if you Xerox a bill, they know the machine you did it on?
Where the machine, or the serial number of the machine, yeah.
Wow.
Yep, and it's invisible to the eye, and they just got busted about 6 months ago. They, meaning the conspiracy.
Ah, they got busted. Round up the usual suspects.
Yep.
Yes, Captain.
Them. It's us against them in this religion.
Yeah.
And so it is. One of the basic tenets. An element of the religion, which I might add, is seldom adequately stressed.
I try to bring it up all the time because it's one of the oldest rules of man-child kind.
Yes.
Humankind. Why don't we come right out and say it?
Humankind.
It's the humies that are behind this entire problem.
Hey, I've just got one word for you. Plastics.
It's making me dizzy, all these smell of all this plastics.
Plastic, man. That sniffy whiff of polyvinyl chloride.
Ooh, with propellants and stuff.
Yes, just think how they propel themselves.
Well, just wait. In a few hours or a couple of minutes, perhaps, it'll be morning time. And after all, tomorrow is another day.
Good morning, honey.
She's rolling over and kissing all the little show hosts. Was Anam trying to get a hold of me? You were really serious about that? Because I received no call.
She wanted your address. And I said, you mean his computer address? And he said, no, we've been over that. He doesn't have a computer. This time I want his street
plain
address.
Plain old,
But I already gave you that. I said it to her. Oh, well, that's probably on my computer.
You just have to replay this entire conversation.
Wow.
It just happens over and over
again.
I was very... I was very happy to see that her domicile looks like
even a worse version of my domicile.
Then the silken, sad, uncertain rustling.
Looks like
of
a storm hit and never went away.
Thrilled me, filled me with fantastic terror I've never seen
before.
Well,
they could be talking random nonsense like me.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you going to be available Saturday night to do
your
taping of
the
show?
Oh, of the show? Sure.
A show?
Maybe
worming into another taping, eh?
With your Cancun.
Yes. Why aren't you doing that tape?
Well, I am, but I wanted to have like two cameras.
And you're a man.
It would be
sure.
good to have two cameras.
I would like to go out to the various social events now that I'm freed up from my
that would be
schedule.
Great. I was trying to get a hold of K-Rob, but he never called me back. So.
And he'll only shoot little pieces. He doesn't shoot anything.
Yeah, I think that you would enjoy it, too. It's very fun.
Oh, I'm sure I would. I love Mr. Norton. I've always loved
the history. This is not Emperor Norton. This is the poisonous party of Mirabella McClot.
Oh, I know, Clot.
The three burials of something else. Where's that?
It's at the New Langton Arts at 1246 Folsom between 8th and 9th. And Friday and Saturday night, they're having shows that will be starting. The doors open at 7:30. The show starts at 8. South of Market, and it will sell out, so come early.
What happens
and of course,
in this
it's a
show?
Sliding scale, so no one will be turned away for lack of funds, but which means the rich elites should be charged extra, because all the mean people will still come early and not pay anything, and they'll get in and take up all the seats that the poor people would normally like to have.
Yeah, they'll lie
that
across
would have paid
the seats
a smaller
like
amount.
Five seats at a time.
So it's better just if the rich people come and pay extra. So get there early.
What is the show about? What does it do?
Well, it's
show?
About a strange party of individuals and a group of people together at this poisonous party that ends up, well, I can't tell you the ending because you have to understand that's
you
part of the...
You can't spoil it now.
I can't spoil the ending, but it is about, it's a party show. It's about a party. It's about,
like
it has
show.
a lot of those things that make a show, like lights, camera, action, people, costumes, colorful sets, and interesting dialogue, as well as
it's
pithy
like the,
little intellectual...
Angel.
Surrealistic Dadaist type approach to
but what's
playmaking.
The exterminating angel about a party that you can't leave.
Yeah, I love that.
Well, this is a party that perhaps only very few individuals may leave. Perhaps only the audience may leave alive. So Friday and Saturday night, you'll have to come down to the New Langton Arts Theater and 1246 Folsom between 8th and 9th South of Market. But the doors will open at 7:30. The show will start promptly at 8, and it will sell out early. So bring big, big money so that once you get in, you can scalp your ticket out front.
And prepare yourself for an experience of blood-curdling.
Yeah, there will be blood. This is a show with blood.
The Grand Guignol.
It has blood, it has costumes,
it has
mystery.
Everything. It has gags, girls.
It has gags,
this is Friday and
girls.
Saturday?
This is Friday and Saturday, but Friday, there is another engagement I will be involved in, so I won't be filming there Friday, but you, the audience, should go. If Friday is your preferred night, you should go on Friday, whereas I... And Puzzling Evidence will be there signing autographs on Saturday night. We'll sign autographs for no particular reason.
She wanted to go Sunday.
Sunday?
No, Sunday's a different thing. I think Chimerly is going to be there Saturday night.
Good, because her cell phone was not working.
Another cell phone shutdown.
That's right.
So you should do that. You can call me later, and we can like work out some kind of.
And this caller will call us later, and we'll work it out.
All right, caller. Now, if you can tell me where the following quote came from, I'll give you a nice prize. You ready, caller?
I don't think they're tracking, Philo.
Oh, they left off, huh?
They well, let's just say
8.445 for 5 code. For those of you on drugs, 8.4.
What about just the general dumbasses out there? What about them?
We don't want them to call. They don't even know how to use a fork.
Right, so we don't need to give. They don't know what phone numbers are for.
No, and they don't. For those of you that are dumbasses, don't call 8484425.
Take that.
In the 510 area code. Because, you know, we never give out the phone number if you're listening to the show before us.
If you can say the movie that, why the famous line, why don't you come up and see me sometime, if you can tell me what that movie was, call right now, and I'll give you $100,000 in play money.
All right.
Banknotes.
Lay it on me, baby. Lay it on me. I want that $1,000 in play money. God darn it.
Okay, now we're making the coffee now.
Okay, what was the movie?
The movie was the pig
making
with the guy
power horse
that
happen.
Pig and he got in trouble for having sex with hookers.
Yeah, you're very, very close, but what was the name of that movie?
It was called The Day the Man Got in Trouble for Blind Hookers.
The Day
with Blind
the
Hookers,
man.
Yeah.
No.
The Day got in trouble
I'm
for
sorry.
Blind Hookers.
You missed it by one word. It was
down.
The day that a man got in trouble. See, you were very, very close. The day that a man got in trouble for buying hookers.
The day that the
name of
man found the blind hookers. That's worth a horse.
Yes, it was. She done him wrong. And what was the year of that? And who were those two individuals exchanging?
I miss those old horse churches. They used to have a promotion on 16th
and the year?
And they used to be quite the gathering. The first ones were sort of like after clubs for the Burning Man crew. Back
33.
The Burning Man was very small.
You're very, very close.
And, it was a way to
and
keep
again,
the energy
Dr. Hal
of that
delivers.
Going and going and going. But then it turned into both Burning Man and the Horror Church were turning into massive events with many, many people. And, of course, that dilutes the entire action. But still, I saw some amazing
Who's
things.
Who's that knocking? Is that somebody knocking?
I saw some amazing
rapping, tapping at my chamber door.
Yeah, some
visitor, I
wonder what that space is used
tapping
for.
Tapping at my chamber door. Simply this.
Anybody does anything
more.
Anywhere anymore. Actually, the city is so full of things happening, it's unbelievable.
It's a happening town.
And also, Bob Madigan on Saturday night is trying to get some kind of gathering together.
Oh,
at his place.
You know what he does?
Yeah.
Oh, Bob is the best.
Bob is the best. Bob Madigan copies the old. I was trying to think of who. Not Arthur Brown, but there was a band in the 60s and 70s where he lit his hair on fire.
He lives it as he sees it. He obeys the old adage: live it or live with it.
Which never made any sense with me. I'm over here. The me that I'm talking about is not the one that you're listening to.
But if one lives it, you see, spontaneously, then one need not live with it as a representation of the other. That is the Nicht-Ich, as the phenomenologist Fichte would have said. You see, it is what we call a paradoxical paradigm, poised uniquely on the fulcrum between experience and understanding. Now, as we peer into the vortex of the bright white light of supreme idiocy, we can begin to see the shining rim of the subgenius sun as it starts to illuminate the inner world.
What a cute little subgenius sun.
So, as we bask in its glow, we'll go over the seven subgenius symptoms of sinful syncopation.
And those are?
First, feet on floor. Second, brush teeth at all times. Third, well, why go on? It's a tired litany that we've all heard before. The point
is,
we're here to
the fun part.
Break those old molds.
Everybody lives those litanies.
Something new I've never seen before, and yet synthesized out of everything familiar, shop-worn, and grimy around the edges. How do we do it?
We
never
don't
publishing
know.
Anything new.
In a darkened room.
Or coming out with anything
I come out with something
original.
Stumbling around in a
something
usual porcupine formation.
Our alleged philosophical meetings are actually
now, you know why we use the porcupine, because it covers all the quadrants.
No purpose of any participation.
Just in case there's a problem from an angle that perhaps we were not prepared
Where
for.
Where are we going anyway? In this crazy caravan, this cockeyed
coracle,
the Church of the Subgenius. Sometimes I wonder it's not that I sit up late or lie awake losing sleep over it, but sometimes when I look into Bob Dobbs' dot-strewn face, I feel a tiny free soul, something which may well be the first fickle foreboding of the tentacular twang of color.
Wow, it's Bob.
But not the Bob we know. Almost
Sorry.
A monster. A Frankensteinian horror. a gruesome fiend thirsting for human blood and souls and slack. But nobody believes in monsters in this day and age. Let's just put it down to the ravings of a depressed lunatic. After all, we've put a man on the moon.
I had some today. It was good. The stew was wonderful. Oh, my gosh.
You had some raving lunatic?
I took the potatoes, and I chopped them up very finely.
Oh, I wish I'd been there.
Oh, the carrots and the potatoes.
Oh, the carrots.
Oh, the delicious manic people.
I remember a time when women were calling Aaron B. Weird.
You had manic
people? Really?
Now you'll hear one woman.
Really? When was that?
That was in 1906.
And you know,
15-5-4. 3, 2, 1.
At the time that the Springfield rifle was the state of the art for infantry.
It's the time when men walked around.
And I think of that because in the movie King Kong, I saw a still of the movie, and it's so nice to see all those bolt action rifles go up against dinosaurs and
Big Ben Bolt
and Konglets, giant Konglets.
You want to know why the dinosaurs died off?
Not really.
They didn't die off.
They're still alive on islands all over the Pacific.
They're alive everywhere. Science has definitely proved it.
You cut yourself at night. That's why they died off.
Because little Nemo stopped dreaming about them. This world is not real, folks. This is the dream.
No, it's a cave.
No, it's not. Illusion.
To speak more narrowly, certain dinosaurian forms did disappear, but others, including the theropod ones, are still represented by millions of species worldwide.
I just got a small electric shock when I walked by the radio talking to you guys, and now I see demons in my head.
Really?
Is that normal?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
What you should see is channel 11, NBC.
Well, you guys know you're on... I already told you about you guys being on Comcast already.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. But I'm not there right now. I'm at work hell again.
Just think, someday you'll hear us on Sirius satellite radio.
Really?
Seriously?
Yeah.
Are you guys going to be more naughty on there, or what?
Well,
more
the thing
audio?
Is they have to come up with a division like, that...
say naughty? Have me on your show.
It's 419 now.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
And we just lost 420, guys.
Yep, in 1 minute. Well, he'll start the car up in 1 minute.
Well,
at 420.
He's got to warm it up. I do that, but I don't, so.
You don't celebrate Hitler's birthday? Yeah.
No, I'm at work, though. I can't do that right
really
now.
Matter.
What are you working at?
I'm working at Abro. Abro!
Come on, I was there.
What is that?
It's a frame and art shop.
And you're framing other people's art?
No, I'm taking down inventory right now.
I don't
and I hope
celebrate
our show
Hitler's
is booming
birthday.
Out over
I
the...
don't celebrate Dracula's birthday. I
Dracula.
Don't...
Or maybe you're listening to the iPod.
Any of the great tyrants of history. Their birthdays, they mean nothing to me.
Oh, yeah?
Officine Hunger Force, dude.
It's just a process. There is no excitement.
Or am I not?
There is no reason.
Is it 420 yet?
Excuse me, I mean...
Yes, it's 420 right now.
Yeah. You guys better come out there in Radio Land for me, sir. I'd do the same for you, buddy. You won't do it for me? I can't believe that. Oh, my God, look how high, man.
How dare you?
Woo-hoo! How dare
you?
Take off those X-ray specs.
You know what my finger does? My finger is saying it's wagging at you right now. It's wagging at you.
Who, me? Mr. Cinnabon?
So don't fall off the wagging.
I'm wagging my finger, and it's a good wing at wagging,
wiggy,
wagging.
What a wag the lass is indeed.
Wag at you faster than you can wag a finger at me.
He's a
wag.
Highly ready private
John
McCabe.
The
Scots Brigade. Reared among the heather, yet can ken his Scottish blood by the winkle, wingle, 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 wangle of a kilt.
You have talked to the wrong people.
Now, there's no point in making threats, young man. We're all friends here, close and intimate in the great subgenius radio family.
Do you have a dollar?
Snuggling. Getting closer, the warmth of each other's lively, pulsating personalities.
You guys still talk to Phineas Narco? You know who that is, right?
Phineas. I know who Phineas Narco is. You can't frighten
me.
talking about. He's doing all right from what I heard. I'm like his friend and stuff.
He published a book of poems recently.
We go to picnics together. McDonald's demons are talking.
Yeah, a Scotch place, eh?
McDonald's demons are talking to me again. I gotta go.
I just watched this recently again.
It's a good one.
Yeah, it is. And I like movies where you have a character recounting something that happened some years hence. Time control, which we always use on this show.
We try. It's hard
to do.
That's
what radio's all about, and tape and all of those things, even though you think this is immediate, it might be just tape.
Notice that hideous rabbit that's staring at us through the window?
It is incredibly grotesque, isn't it? And it's got bright blue eyes. It's dressed in some sort of pink 17th century outfit with ribbons, and yet somehow decayed.
And you guys thought that would be perfect for Chaos McKitty's house.
I did think that, and I'm sure she'll be delighted to see that.
I believe Chaos McKitty will find that to be very pleasing and properly adorning her chalet.
And the little callers are under the coffee table.
They're under the coffee table, like rolling around like little children, or looking for crumbs in the shag carpet.
Boy, where
they're
did
like,
they get
they
that?
They look like much like monkeys, like you know, go through the hair on their friends and pull out
back
those
to the monkey movies.
Things. The collars are under the table on the shag carpet, as if it was the fur on the back of their friend, their furry friend.
There aren't too many of them.
Licking
the
movies, things. There were even chimpanzee shorts made.
And licking them.
They're too small for humans to wear, though.
And those collars are tall, very thin, with large, slanted eyes. Their arms were long, and their hands
were on every newsreel.
With a diminutive fun.
Yeah, in the 50s, hell, we were shooting them into space and letting them die up there like a dog.
Chimpanzee Abel and Baker were fired into space at the top of a Titan rocket.
And then what happened?
This particular file,
expired and
was reserved.
They provided data for beetle-browed science boffins back at home.
That's right, and we'll not exclude these from planet Earth alone. There will be much evidence.
We salute you, chimps in space still floating around up there.
Shine like a beacon in the galaxy.
Evidence
someday
that the underground regions of other planets,
or perhaps the little tin cans
of nuclear war,
even the moons of Uranus.
And now, 420 guy slips the ropes and leaves the pier.
He's left his moorings. Let's wish him bon voyage.
And there they are,
and a happy
University Avenue.
Adieu, 420 guy.
Sail over boundless seas.
Yep. You are their better friend.
In a and seas I saw a dragon. He's firing. Yeah. Lost amphibious.
Yeti calling.
Mars is inhabited by intelligent beings.
My space friend.
I always said to you, but they're
are
not
you
ready
here?
For that yet.
Can you hear the voice of the National Cinephile Network voice of freedom?
Of course, they're always around.
Yeah,
always
neither
is
the National Spinnacle Fretwork. Will never be in
the
satellite.
I am the
We're tiny but brighter, brighter material
exists. I am the last sole survivor where everyone has left. Al Newport has left.
No,
Mr. Chemist is in Palo Alto.
You guys are under the table, scruffling around on the carpet for the crumbs in between the shag carpet.
Well, we like
next to the mat, way. The nap.
That's
the
right.
Everybody
nap. It's a noble crumb searching
story.
Mission.
I've got one question for you. Where does John Todd come in?
You like the puppet, but there's no way. That's a trick question, and I refuse to answer it. Why are you?
What about Jerry Todd?
Why are you staring at me like that?
For several years, a number of right-wing organizations have taught that all the problems of this country have come from various conspiracies. Different people had it in their own head.
All those crazy right-wingers.
Those right-wingers.
Who would believe that?
Who could believe that a conspiracy was behind everything?
Yes, obviously some right-wing kook.
Some crazy kook. Oh, yes, answer the phone, please.
A veritable Barry Goldwater. Excuse me while I answer the phone.
Caller, would you please answer the phone?
Oh, I'll go. Don't worry.
I love you.
Hello?
What?
Yes. No, not right now. We're kind of doing it. No, we're... Yeah.
I don't know.
While Hal takes this call, I want to let you know that Todd...
Well,
John Todd, that is, was never part of the Illuminati.
I never accept calls like this.
Although
I'm
were real,
don't want to be rude, I'm just
a real organization in history.
Thanks for calling.
There still is today. But
this
the modern-day Illuminati is a small group of very deceived
and people listening, and you're hassling
they are not in any position to take over
sir,
one block in the city of San Francisco, much less the entire floor.
And I am glad
that hideous
on this
rabbit
occasion, that I'm
is
not
staring
you,
at us.
Because you are worse than that horrible artificial rabbit staring at us through the glass of the other room. Don't go in there, Philo. That's just what it wants you to do. Oh, God, he's in there with the rabbit. It's moving. The rabbit, it's hideously capering behind the glass. And now it's sticking its head around it. I wouldn't do that if I were you, Philo. It might... The base might become detached.
I've got a rod up its rear.
I know, but that rod might not...
It's a rectal rod holder.
What happened to its foot?
What happened to its foot? Was that
did it have
foot?
2 feet, or did it just break? I kind of thought it had 2 feet, but it seems like it's got a busted tootsie. Oh, well.
Yeah, its toe is flipped out.
She'll have to take the better with the sweet.
Yes.
Maybe
well,
lacking
maybe you
a foot.
Could put a baby doll foot there.
Oh, I could make one out of Fimo very easily.
Yeah. If
just,
you had a little baby doll foot with, like, pink little toes
the,
sticking out of the hole.
Rabbit toes and stick it in there. You'd have to paint it, of course. Stick it in, size it, and then bake it in the oven. But usually, the pieces that I use to keep my fleet of model dinosaurs in trim are so small, I don't need to subscribe to this procedure. Instead, I just drop the little gauntlet or whatever I need onto a light bulb, which turns out to be hot enough to bake the material into a state of solidity. Then it's simply a matter of shaping it, gluing it on with cyan acrylic glue, and the inevitable paint job.
They haven't quite enjoyed. So
well-shaped, fully
we
accoutered dinosaur.
Please, tell us.
In my miniature herd.
These must be good.
Prehistoric monsters.
So, what we'll do is we'll ferment new seeds, and we'll give them something to enjoy.
Seedy, eh? At harvest time, especially. These hayseeds rake it in. The harvest,
but
that is.
We give them.
Yes, let us give thanks for the harvest home.
The love.
Off to the harvest did their sickle
and
yield.
The harvest
their furrow
season.
Off to the stubborn glebe
no.
has broke. How jocund did they drive their team afield. How bowed the woods beneath
and
their
and Joshua will save the tribe. Everyone will be happy.
It sounds like, madam, that you worked it into the project. We're
calm concerned. Yourself, my
final
dear.
Adam,
you say you saw
like
some sort of monster.
Yeah, it was like a guy in a monkey suit.
I fear that was
Adam.
No suit.
I'd forgotten that the other monkey movie had the Twin Towers in it.
And your soul will forever be tormented.
But that one, of course.
That one was vile.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Everyone will bow.
Believe
down
me, I can't
nothing.
Wait to get in there and see Kong. I'm just temporarily out of
anymore.
Pocket, but perhaps
oh,
I'll pull some strings so I can go see the supple.
3 hours, right? It's
3 solid hours of giant gorilla angst. Now, what could be better?
Of course, you
than
don't
that?
Get the gorilla the whole time. You only
you get it a lot of the time, and when you don't get the gorilla, you get the fabulous reconstruction of New York in the 1930s and the ship and all the other stuff.
And Jack Black and all that stuff. You know, Faye Ray was a bridge partner on
of one of my best friends.
Faye Ray was
mom,
a gorgeous
and I used
star.
To, well,
one of the
she
best
was,
ever.
Yes.
And one of the nicest people ever.
Yes, that's
she made
true,
100 movies.
To,
she made The Wedding March with Eric von Stroheim.
I spent a lot of time with Faye Ray talking to her about all those movies in the 90s, in the 80s and 90s. Because, yeah, she would come over to Biff's mom's house and they'd play bridge.
I really wish
bridge,
I'd met her, but I never did.
We'd talk about all those old Hollywood stories that she knew about, many of those old starlets too. But I met the woman from Titanic, too, at the same place. Because they were all of the same
Laurie
age.
Stewart.
The same, yeah, the same time. And, of course, if you ever see Titanic again, those pictures on her nightstand, two-thirds of those are all actual pictures of her in the old Hollywood days. And her life wasn't too differently dramatic from that fake character in Titanic.
That is true.
I like that movie, even though it's, of course, schmaltz. But that's
it was a fine movie.
And I was so happy she didn't jump over the side, because then I would have never met her.
Who left those dogs in here? Bummer and Lazarus.
Sounds and like you'll have to watch elephant. Out, by the way, for a show called Stunt Junkies, which will be appearing, I think, on
Stunt
NBC.
Jumpers? What?
Stunt Junkies.
Stunt Junkies?
Yeah, it'll be showing up on some conspiracy channel pretty soon.
Sounds unwholesome.
It is, basically. It's 20-somethings screaming down the mountains in Utah and Colorado at high speeds and snowboards and bikes. It'll be very popular because it's,
well, that
it's what every kid wants
me.
To do. My friends are shooting it right now.
Some disgusting kind of yupsters tearing up the environment. This is what I'm supposed to watch? It gives me a headache. I should take a meltdown.
A meltdown. Yes, folks. That's what this show is. The Meltdown Show.
And just look at the horrible mess that monster is making.
Ew. Poor little monster. That's what I always feel. That's one of the reasons I don't like the monkey movies, is because I always have huge sympathy for the monkeys and none at
exactly.
all for the
well,
mean
of
old
course,
rifle-toting
this monkey
Jack Black.
Is a superhumanly strong. You made me say monkey. Damn it, it's an ape, I tell you. And it's an important distinction to make. We are apes. We're not those horrible monkeys. They are not us.
Do you think this little caller cares as she rolls around in her bed listening to the sensual show?
She should be
show.
Proud to be a simian, an ape. Well, this ape, this Kong, you see, has aspirations toward the finer, the nobler elements of life. He strives for that with his beast intelligence, but all he can interact with is a Mesozoic world of primordial monsters and the reptilian id, as opposed to his more developed and emotionally feeling limbic system. And over that, in his strange pre-human aspect, there might be a little bit of the human brain. Certainly there is sentimentality and a feeling of attachment, although we do see Kong's id for a large part of the movie. And then the island, Skull Island, where the horrors of creation run dry.
See, that's why I will see it. I like the Skull Island shots. I always loved Skull Island. As a kid, I would always pretend we were on Skull Island, and strange enough, I always lived on Skull Island.
Come over to my place, I'll show you some Skull Island footage and make your eyes light up and your stomach say, hey, like shoe fly pie and apple pan dowdy.
Mm-hmm. And rhubarb brown Betty.
Oh, I wish I could have some of that.
No sugar involved, just solid fruit and little space noises.
Buy me that. It's too late.
It is too late, folks. It's too late if you're listening to this show. You should not be up listening to this show.
You should have better things to do, and you should certainly have something better to do than to come to my Christmas special, A Chicken John Christmas, on the 24th of December at 12 Galaxies, also known as The Night Chicken John Saved Christmas, or perhaps The Night Chicken John Stole Christmas. One or the other. We haven't really decided.
What a mean guy.
Yeah, and we'll have Janae Groudon's group and the lovely Janae herself singing. Of course, we'll hang the mistletoe where it's impossible for people to avoid it. And,
then the whole audience will be all kissing.
Christmas, they all have to kiss the host, certainly. That's the communication. And we'll also have gags, surprises, all kinds of things for lost souls who don't have any place to be on Christmas Eve, mainly. You can be with us on Christmas Eve at 12 Galaxies. Then also coming up, Anon Salon, New Year's Eve. And I'm doing some kind of satanic preachifying. I've been asked to, and they're paying me, so that's at 12 Galaxies in the Dark Room coming up in a few days. So you must come and hear my sermons as I unwillingly extol the superiority of the powers of darkness.
At the Dark Room? I get it.
Yeah, well, I mean, talk about appropriate and poetic justice.
That's it?
No, really, Satan and I go back a long time, but no, no, I'm just on the program, my dear fellow, that they simply asked me to help them out. And of course, since I understood that they were talking about the long.
Oh, here's another guy that will be doing talk
to. No, you will be. Cabbage, the kale. Because, and yes. Michael Pepe, he's in it too.
Really?
He's one of the people who's going to be rapping as the young folks
said
today.
Oh, yeah. I
telling
that.
The troubles the way it is.
I believe
life
that.
On
sure.
the street.
Oh, yeah.
Because
Michael Pepe,
wise.
Sure. People, yeah. People.
He knows how to yodel and.
What is this thing you're talking about? This event?
Well, it's the greatest thing since creation.
Again,
it's at 12 Galaxies in the Dark Room. Now, Michael Pepe, I charge you.
Oh, wait,
what
be in
is
that
the
show?
Name
he
of this event
Michael
we're talking
Pepe?
About? What is the name of this event?
Are you talking
called?
About Mugu Pepe or Michael Pan Pepe? Are we like just Pepe with noodles?
My Pan Pepe.
Are we going to
what
in this
is
event?
The name of this
maybe,
event?
Dr. No, Howe,
maybe we just need
evidence.
To have a.
Will we be in this event?
Toast.
Well, I don't know if you want to, but I'm trying to find out. I'm trying to ascertain from the witness here. I'm not getting
ascertain.
Cooperation.
What
is the name
ascertain.
Of this
nice.
Event?
A nice song.
Mr. Pepe, what you call this acid-etched thing, this event? What
is
do you call
it?
Michael
Pepe palooza
by Hal and Michael
it's,
Pepe and
no,
Janer
in
and Phineas
and
Narco
is a
outside the Victoria Theater.
Notice to all hunters, when you complete your claim, indicate any days you were hunting.
An anniversary
show the
to
day
the
you
day
left,
I
where
shot
you went,
Bob.
And the date you returned.
Up the air.
Did you fill that out when you shot
down
Bob?
The rushy glen, we dare not go a-hunting. For fear of little men.
Did you fill that out when you shot Bob?
Asgard.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I did.
His God.
You filled out the
His
form?
His God.
And a special guest appearance by Dr.
Oh, okay. It's time for me to go. My alarm has gone off. I've got to hit the traces. Morning comes, and I must not tarry. But, Michael Pepe, before I go, what is the name
Terry.
Of this event that we are both in?
How many Terrys are in the band? That's the thing. That's the thing we
Would
want.
You please tell this listening audience, because I absolutely don't know this, what this whole thing is about or what it's called. It's pro-Satan.
Shall we kiss
you,
little
caller?
I know
that much, but what's it called?
I Love You.
Yes, thank
It's
you.
Called I Love You. This is news to me.
Yeah.
I didn't.
It's a
satanic
porno show.
Promo piece.
Oh, it's not porno.
How
no.
excited
we've got to be
Holiday
a little
well
bit progressive
when they see that catchy promotional poster that shows the large.
As you roll over and kiss the show host.
Oh, Michael Pepe, I can't hear him. You've got to turn him up a little bit.
In a resplendent pose and features one of the band leaders sitting astraddle a cannon, fondling this 6-foot-long phallus as though it were his own.
Dear Michael Pepe, will you please tell us what is the name of this show?
Rich? You had your chance. You could have said it. You could have had the full spotlight on you. And yes,
I think he's
he slipped forward in time.
He slipped up
and become part of
decimal.
Over the edge.
To the radio. Do you want me to turn down my?
No, we just want you to tell us the event, man. Tell us this
trousers.
Event. What's
turn
the name
down
of it?
Your mind and turn up.
You've been babbling along, but you won't tell us the name
your
of that 7,000
times. Upon the
he doesn't know the name.
By.
He didn't even finish high school. He did sex shows and thought you actually did the sex.
As you said, oh man, you mean he didn't fake the sex like
nope,
he thought he actually had sex with the
in
other
front of
people
eating their dinners.
Yes, yes. Oh man.
Yeah.
And just with my butt cheeks.
And when I shot
but
Bob,
you got paid, that's the important
thing. He moved two blocks away. One block away.
Well, you know, there's probably gonna be a leveling off of that activity. Yeah. As the industry matures.
Oh, there
yeah,
levelers,
no more butt,
lollards,
no more butt cheeks.
Well, there was a leveling off 20 years ago that activity.
Leveling
unless they're chocolate
20,
butt cheeks.
Feet.
Chocolate right, butt cheeks are really
420
hot this
guy
year
passenger.
For Christmas.
Okay, we're going to begin the bomb run now.
watching. She should have said.
Okay, wait till they're on the bridge.
Please don't strafe the civilians this time.
We'll fire the missile.
We have to remember to keep the collateral damage.
And we keep the Norden bomb site in there.
The torpedo heads away.
I watched Puzzling Evidence tapes while I talked on and listened to the show.
It's more fun to look in my viewfinder than it is to be at the actual event.
I'm not watching Tittacott Follies anymore.
Now, Michael Pepe also used to install
Tittacott Follies is inspirational, isn't it?
Totally. I've watched it several times now.
Yeah. That's one of the scariest movies I've ever seen.
It's the greatest movie ever made, and that guy with the chin. Oh, my God.
The guy with the chin. Well, all the characters. The scary doctor, you know, the Nazi doctor that explains how you can't get out ever.
Yeah, he's great. And the Nazi guy, he defends the Vietnam War.
And the poor naked guy is tortured by the guards because they don't understand. There's a camera.
They do not
understand. That was 1961, so they.
Crazy mental patients.
He said, "Can I shoot in here?" And they said,
the
"Sure."
The real 60s.
Yeah, that's when film was film, and you could go up into people's so forth.
And they had no idea what impact that had on their lives or anybody else's.
Yeah, and
there was a huge court case on that one.
Yeah.
Because they were suddenly embarrassed by their own behavior.
It lasted years and years.
And they tried to pretend it was the filmmaker's fault, which they always do. Like, you know, you go see the King Kong, you think, that's a stupid movie.
Shoot the messenger.
It's the filmmaker's fault. Yeah, it's your fault for paying $10 and encouraging the guy to make bad movies.
If you're going to watch Mel Gibson.
If you want to go see little sharp-eared arrow shooters, then that's what you got to do.
It is your fault, but it's also people's fault for not making movies like Tittacott Falls. People should go inside the private areas of mental patients, extreme characters of all kinds, and bring back the reality TV and hold it up for what it is, which is fine entertainment.
But, if you're listening to this show, this is reality radio.
Yeah, this is all real. Wait a minute.
Hey, also, I'd like to ask, what days do we have to do this show, the Satan
Monday,
show?
Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Monday, did you say?
Odd spread of days there.
You didn't say Monday.
Monday. Wednesday and Thursday.
I did hear Wednesday and Thursday, even that's weird.
That's all after Christmas, though.
Oh, okay.
That's all 26, 28,
that's all.
29, yeah.
So my show on the 24th comes before these, and these are three shows?
Yeah.
Well,
and I don't know what with the 12 because I may not even go live there
have a
video. Yeah, he's got a video of me. We already shot it of me as God, and a whole bunch of stuff on video. Quite a bit. It's quite a. They have a
Who
lot
shot
of
it?
Stuff to edit from.
Who
it's
shot
Michael
it?
Pepe as
guy,
God.
Shannon O'Hare, who's also performing as Satan, and
interacting with the God. On video?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's like, yeah.
A trick show.
Yeah, in fact, we filmed it at Bill's junkyard office. You know, Bill the junk man's
you
office.
Filmed it in Satan's office.
That's where God lives?
Office.
Yeah, that's where God lives.
Oh, great.
And so Satan talks to God, and Bill was even there. Terribly exciting.
Well, in the Old Testament, Satan does talk to God. I'd like to go into this longer, but we've just come to the end of the period.
Oh,
please pass your blue box forward.
Put your pencils
down.
No, don't put them there. Put over
put
here.
My pencil
you
where?
Have to wipe them off then.
Put your devil somewhere. Where's
put your devil somewhere.
What else is happening? Okay, just the house show the 24th. What's happening this week?
Well, if you were listening earlier to the show, you would have heard all of the discussions of every single show that's occurred in San Francisco. This will occur. Well, we've already seen all the shows, but
the amazing
for
thing is
most people,
the report that someone saw what they call devil horns a sticking out of the ground. Now, why would there be devil horns a sticking out of the ground?
And why would we care?
If they're sticking out, what's the significance of this? Does that mean there's the rest of the devil
the
just
underground?
Yeah,
the little devil is coming up from the other part of the Sexy Beast.
Are they
movie.
Coming up out of the ground?
Well, yeah,
are
if you
frozen,
saw the movie Sexy Beast, then you know underneath
ground?
The ground is little devos kicking bad guys.
Well, yeah, that's
but
the
do they come
later,
up out of the ground?
The
that's the only thing that makes this message
they have to
any
come
importance
out of the
or interest.
Yes, they do come
are
up.
Are they
out
coming
of the
out?
Yeah.
They're
in
not,
fact,
so
if you go see the movie King Kong, you'll see the
little, it is a static,
the little one
is
in about 15
the
frames. You'll see little horns in the background, but they're covered by jungle leaves and streams and trees. And
oh, everything—the huge fallen trees, the bubbling swamps.
Where did they shoot that, by the way?
Remember? in the camera's brain, in the computer, in New Zealand.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, they have to. Everything's in New Zealand. So it's cheaper to shoot there. It's quite gorgeous.
RW,
and I have some more articles about that thing for you.
In New Zealand,
and don't forget PeterPopoff.org.
In fact, Brody Culpepper was talking about moving to New Zealand. He liked it so much.
Tell Brody Culpepper stories.
DrGeneScott.com is still active and unbelievable.
He's actually going to move to New Zealand?
No, but he would like to.
Oh, yeah.
He was just so excited by its beauty and its freedom.
I think lives in
he
New
can
Zealand
probably
now.
Pay some. Buddy, or get paid to go there. So there.
Probably so. So there. No.
Be open to other people's ideas. You are surrounded by visionaries like yourself, and together we can create great things.
That's better than being surrounded by hostile Indians.
Do not talk when others are talking.
Oh,
respect
sorry.
All speakers. Side conversations are very distracting. Listen to what others are saying. Oftentimes, people will have similar ideas.
Hey.
If everyone pays attention, we can't eliminate repetitious,
a great big blueberry pie,
redundant, repetitive things.
Did you? Well,
raise your
you're
hand
right.
to be acknowledged by the facilitator. Respect all speakers. Do not insult or mock others who are speaking.
The universe is just a great big smiling face, a laughing and a giggling way out in outer space.
Recognize your own privilege. If you are a person who isn't afraid to speak up and share your ideas, you need to take a break and let quieter people speak. If you are a man, a mean old man who is speaking a lot, you need to take a break and let the
mean
nice,
old man.
Quiet, little meek
mean old man. Of course, that means you'd be happy to listen to the amino acids.
If we create the agenda for the meeting, it doesn't have to be elaborate. A point list or a list of topics is fine. It's fine, honest. But we're just busy here on the show. We've been so busy.
Oh,
I can't tell you how busy
I've
been.
I can't tell you. It's been frightful.
It would just add to my list of things to do if I was going to tell you how busy I've been. I mean, if I just listed the stuff that I'm working on, it would take me a while. And then if I told you the things I wanted to do that I'm having to put off.
And I want a robot, an electric train, and a helicopter, and a water wiggle.
We cannot dream?
You cannot dream. There is no dreaming allowed tonight.
Okay.
For
in that sleep of
personal
death,
attacks
what
are always
dreams
unacceptable.
May come when we have shuffled
they're
off
unacceptable,
this mortal
unappropriate, downright funny.
If you disagree with something, disagree with the idea, not the person.
Well, I like to disagree with people because I have disagreeing syndrome.
Hate the system, not the player.
What? Put it not up, it's down. How dare you?
Hey.
Have an Oreo and sit down and relax for a little while.
I cannot have an Oreo. If I eat Oreos, the millions will eat my brain. Have you not read the dossier I sent you?
Esteemed greetings to all these words fall upon, that you will forever be gripped by my words.
Oh, who would fardels bear to grunt and sweat?
For the power in them can
and
will unite, uplift, inspire,
when he might
and motivate
his
you.
Creators make with a bear. Pumpkin.
Save.
That the thought of something after death,
you can make
that undiscovered
bear, but don't
country
with a bear.
From whose born no
you, and if you're mating, bear. Make sure that you are probably bear.
Well,
these are the end times, even morons
bear,
more
bear.
That.
The bear should be bear, but
what is it
I don't
that
think
moron
should bear the bear, because...
Well, Michael, what is it that
bear.
Even morons, all morons
for bear
know?
Sterns.
What?
What is it that all morons know?
What?
What is it that all morons know? What is that veritable truth?
They don't
that
know.
Even
that
a moron.
Joke. I'll give you one. Oh, no, I can't say that. Yes,
oh,
I can.
You can't say that on
yes,
air.
I can.
No, you can't. I can see
a lawyer, a priest, and a little boy are on a plane, and there's only two life jackets. And the lawyer says to the priest, well, there's one for you
lawyers.
And one for me.
Have they reached the final plane?
And the priest's going down, yeah.
Yeah.
And the priest says,
at least it wasn't the priest.
No, what about the boy? And
oh, he's
the
going down
says,
too.
F-dash-dash-dash.
Well, now, you might as well dash it all.
And so the priest says, yeah, but do we have time?
So where did the... Now, when did the police come in?
Well, the police...
the cops!
Minions
of them.
You guys...
That's a variation. I've heard that same joke before about... Are we... What about... Yeah, what about the... It's always a little boy that they want to do something. I heard it with a priest and a rabbi.
Oh, okay.
And they were walking down the street, and one of them looked at the other one and said, hey, look at that little boy walking over there. Let's go...
Oh, yeah.
Silly rabbi.
And then that's what the rabbi replied, out of what?
Let's go.
That's better. I like yours better. Well, that's the second one.
Well, that's all. I don't really understand this sort of thing. You know, it's not my business.
Because then you get to have two ethical, non-ethical,
you get to
insult two groups that way. Two group stereotypes at the same time.
Yeah, that's how they cancel out. And if you can have
right, it balances that way. And so then those that are opposed to each can say, hey, he insulted the other one, so
right.
It's okay.
You know, he must be okay. He doesn't really...
He can't really be prejudiced and bigoted and homophobic and sexist and racist.
Well, if you like Donald Trump,
homophobic and sexist and racist,
bigoted and prejudiced.
Danny didn't have that.
Is her discouraging.
Warning, this is a religious program, and we don't allow those types of words to be said. Warning,
Danny,
warning!
I have a second.
Danny?
And the politics all is correct.
Set up this, my little altar and light this,
Well, they're going to alter you.
Sacrament. I have a religion.
Holmes on my range.
Where the deer and the antelope.
Where's that pretty girl voice again? What is that? Who is that?
Seldom is
heard.
A discouraging word. For what can an antelope say?
I hope you're prepared, because the world ends tomorrow and you may die.
Welcome to Antelope Lake.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, but...
Ah, how often I love to splash like a walrus in the soothing waters of an antelope lake, soothing my worldly, weary spirit, discreetly hanging my undergarments on a tree and plunging into its enveloping coolness.
Ah,
but I see that I am not alone.
No.
Or a flock of sub-geniuses has
said. Have already been here. They've already been here and left their leavings.
Well, then who's that over there?
Did you know that the price of eternal salvation has increased by 3 times in the last 12 years?
I can't keep up with it. I don't even read the paper anymore. I get all these New Yorkers.
Apparently,
I have time to read them. Yes, fairly soon now the sun will come up and we're going to have to face the horror of another day of bright actinic sunlight when noon lies heavy on flower and tree and cool embracing night has been driven far away. Then the weary day turns to its rest, lingering like an unloved guest. I tell you, it's tough. But I assure you that bright, horrible Apollonian glory will pass from the sky, and then cool night will once again steal out of the mystic eastern caves, where all the lonely and lorn daylight it weaves the dreams of joy and fear, making it terrible and dear. Swift be thy flight. Oh well, one can dream.
Yeah, and that's why you listen to this show. It is a dream.
A dream we call life.
It's a one and it's a two.
Yeah.
And it's a three.
One and a two one to the two and the eight to the nine.
Yeah, in a couple of minutes you can go back to sleep and we just have to, you know, get back into
the machine.
We have
the new show 24 hours a day.
Scroll back.
We're in the show.
Crawl into the box.
Crawl into your crawl space.
Crawl back into your hole. We're going to crawl into your space this
we'll
time.
We'll crawl into your cerebrum. That's us right now. Those three yellow dots crawling up the medulla oblonga. And fairly soon,
sure,
find a new home in your amygdala.
You might laugh. It to be quite this
That's
slippery.
Our destination. We're going to be a part of your
slippery?
Brain from now on. Wow. How is this possible, you might ask? Well, it's because of what we call coding.
We're certainly
That's
glad
right.
That
a
memory editing
tickles has
you.
Embedded in your memory.
We edit your memory.
A series of certain radio-transmitted engrams. The essence of our personality.
You know what I love?
So you might as well welcome
It's called
us
silent radio.
We'll
it's the signal that goes out on top of the signal.
On. We'll be observing what you do and adding our commentary.
Now, would silent radio be quieter than easy listening?
Well, you will be listening to our blither blather while that other signal is penetrating your brain and in leaving its appropriate
Penetrating your brain ecstatically, I might add, while we continue to broadcast the Beeble Burble we wish to Beeble Babble at the center of the universe.
And it's there probably by now.
Oh, it's there, friends.
It's there.
It's really there. You might like to deny it, but in the shadows, it waits. Its tentacles coiling.
See that sponge in the corner? Lift it up. See? There it is.
Yeah, unsightly, eh?
Well, we left the sponge for a reason. We left it to soak up the excess liquid that will be... Now, did you notice how slippery it was?
Millions of years ago,
sliding around
in the
like,
Proterozoic age, the sponges sucked up all life.
Like... spreading out.
Well, you
but
might
today,
want to wear shoes.
After many similar extinction events...
And rubber shoes,
if
possible.
We have reduced the foul odors to a manageable level.
Unless, of course, you have that horrible foot problem that causes sweaty feet. The bromidrosis issue.
But the odor of the past, caused by some similar to that produced by a bum's pants,
My
is
feet
always
are generally
with.
Dry because
and
of
a terrible
the
whiff.
And black little hooves, they stomp down day. On their
knees. Bum's pants are something that we promised not to discuss on this show. Reverend.
Oh, well, all right.
You
sure almost over.
We said we wouldn't even mention those pants.
Are you wearing your feet?
These are trousers we talk about here. There's
not anymore,
not
though.
Talk about those.
I dropped them off at the laundry. I dropped those trousers.
Yep.
Don't forget Stereo Podcasts.
No, I don't wear them.
We don't care about trousers.
You're listening to 94.1 KPFA Berkeley. 89.3 KPFA Berkeley. 88.1 KFCF in Fresno. 90.1 KZF in Chico. And the show is over, folks.
Wait a minute. There's no trousers on this.
No one wears them. I don't wear them. I don't
no,
wear shoes.
No, in fact, I bought a pair of trouser socks that turned out to be women's lingerie.
Lingerie?
And I, yeah. Yeah, and they call it a trouser sock, and they sell them cheap at Walgreens.
Mouth, eyes,
and it goes all the way up to your knees.
Obsolete.
Yeah. I'm going to firebomb. I'm going to burn Walgreens.
SI system engaged. Scanning. Your authorization code has been verified. Access granted.